Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Here it is. Davis looking. Davis with Todd. Davis pumps. Davis throws. Right side. Back of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Dalton Schultz. Rock and roll. Back-to-back drives with touchdowns.
I think we've identified that play there as the time where Mark Vandermeer got into his bag, one might say, in this game, because you got the rock and roll. He was like, oh, yeah, we got something here. That made it a five-point game. And that was kind of the midway point of the comeback effort for your Houston Texans as they came back from down 19 points. 29-10 was the score late in the third quarter. The final, 36-29. In favor of your Houston Texans. A huge, huge comeback on this Victory Reaction Monday as we talk about all of those things here on Sports Radio 610. And I picked that play to come back for a particular reason, John Lopez. And I could just tell you that straight up, but I'm a little bit of a jerk. Can you guess what the reason was that I picked this play in particular?
That play in particular?
Yes.
The protection.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at John Lopez picking it up. Look, this absolutely
look at
was.
Me. Just look at me.
I'm proud of you. Look at that. I am watching that playback right now, and I mean, you're just, these guys are just mushing. You can see a defensive line in the Jags, which, to be fair, this ain't a great defensive line, but they've got some names that you should be able to count for. Trayvon Walker, obviously, Josh Hines-Allen, that should create a little bit of harm for an opposing offense.
They should have gotten there at least once.
Nope. I mean, well, they did. They did get a sack on.
Well, they should have had a better day.
And they didn't, in part because, and particularly on that play, this offensive line stood up eventually. But, I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due. Plays like that happened in the fourth quarter were happening because of this offensive line and not in spite of it and not even just with the offensive line being a neutral. I think the drive that leads to the first touchdown, the Higgins touchdown, it starts with I think them running duo, like or maybe not entirely duo, but there's at least a duo block with your center, Jake Andrews, and one of the guards, I can't remember which one, where they just get that tackle and they move him up the field. And I was like, okay, I see what time it is. And you feel it. You feel that time. In fact, Trent Brown is a large part of the reason why they protected really well. This was Trent Brown after the game. This is cut one here. I thought that Bajani asked him a really good question, which was, what were you seeing that was able to provide you guys on the offensive line with so much success late?
I know I was noticing that even with it being my first game back, they were tired and I wasn't. And so that kind of just gives you a little energy. And I was trying to talk to the group and motivate them and tell them, like, hey, lock in, let's go. Like, we can do this, you know what I mean? So we showed up big. It's still a lot of room for improvement as a whole group, but we got a big win today.
I'm glad you played that because that was one of the things I didn't get to when I was talking about, like, clearly Davis Mills, legendary moment, terrific game, one that he'll never forget. Clearly offensive line doing its job, and quite a surprise after the way the game started, and we'll get to that with the offensive line.
And after all of the season prior as well.
Yes. And Woody Marks and you know, Dalton Schultz with the big cat.
Hey, if you're going to talk about running backs, Nick Chubb looked a little fresh in a clear number two role.
But when I was mentioning all that, and absolutely those were huge factors, I kept saying the defense won this game. The defense won this game. Which, now, not by themselves, but the reason I said that is for that reason. They were getting off the field so quickly that the Jacksonville defense, I mean, they didn't have time to think, you know, much less get a, you know, one drink of Gatorade or whatever and get back out on the field, then get pounded on again with, you know, the run game and these big dudes. That's why, look, and D'Amico always says, complimentary football. No, it was the epitome of complimentary football because you don't have that much success that easily offensively without that defense being gassed.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of it was, it took them a while, but they ultimately figured out the combination.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of took it. It kind of hit my ears a threat. I'm gonna be entirely honest.
How's
when
that?
D'Amico Ryans not even an hour ago, right, was talking to the media and talked about kind of the way that they started this game, the way that they cycled things around, and he was like, you know, it's factors, you know, things like practice and stuff that you guys don't see. And I think he kind of landed that large portion of talking about the offensive line with we're going to continue something to the effect that we're going to continue cycling till we figure out what works. And I was like, word?
Yeah.
Cuz that does not make me feel that does not make me feel comfortable, right? You've already had this rotation at left guard. I did not understand the way that they started this game, John Lopez. Let me actually just start there. I was very happy to see Trent Brown coming back after what is it, over a year from a patellar tendon. He talked about that. We might hear some of that audio here in a little bit about, you know, what it meant for him to come back from it. But I mean, Trent Brown did not go through training camp with you. I don't know how many times he's actually gotten in really significant practice. I was expecting them to, you know, start at right tackle, Blake Fisher, the man who they have been having active, that's been on the field doing things, the man who they turned to when they needed to. Now, of course, he was the only tackle they had up and active, but the man who they turned to when Tytus Howard went out with a concussion last week, they decided to go with Trent Brown. Seems like it worked. No disrespect there, right? They went with Jarrett Patterson at left guard, neither of the two guys that they've been rotating at that spot to this point.
Let's just
And then they went with the most head-scratching of it all. Are you familiar with City So?
I believe it's City Sow. I've heard it both ways.
A man who's been on your practice squad.
And I'm just going to sit here and be completely honest. I had no idea.
Started at right guard.
No idea.
I think he got all of 9 plays before they ultimately cycled him out. But, like, I didn't understand why they went this way at all.
This is the ultimate do not ignore in victory. This is it. We are giddy about the way the Texans came back and won that game. They are back in the race, firmly entrenched in the race again. You know, they have work to do, but firmly entrenched in the race again because of what they did. Davis Mills, spectacular. Offensive grit, defensive complementary football, which we just talked about, awesome. But you cannot ignore how this game started. You just
why are you bringing up negative stuff, man?
You got to highlight the negative stuff to be able to appreciate how well they finished.
You
the
media
game,
people,
man. And I am not alone. You
and
know
also
that, Figgy. You're
bringing
trolling.
Up negative stuff.
Yeah,
y'all article.
In order to come back, you got to come back from something, and that was a large part of why they ended up. I told you how those first. How they got into this, you know, mess to begin with. Their first 5 drives, I looked at because I was like, man, how are these ending? And some of this was in compliment or in the bid to try and give Davis Mills his respect for not being shaken, not his confidence not shaken, because it easily could have happened. First drive, he throws an interception on the 3rd play. Second drive isn't much of a drive because there's a fumble on the kick return by Tremont Smith, which is a great defense or a great special teams play for the Jags, I got to say. The 3rd drive is where we start going. It's a comedy of errors, including a hold on 1st down, offensive line, a fumbled snap, which I think is more Davis Mills.
Yeah.
But I actually have to go back and
see it. No, it slipped through his hands, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And then there was a sack on a stunt, which again, offensive line. The 4th drive, you had a 3rd-and-8 delay of game, which I'll put on Davis. And then you have a 3rd-and-13 tackle-tackle game happen. Again, another kind of stunt thing happened up front that you can't pick up. Offensive line, right? These are things that are happening. And then also the 5th drive ended with some like wasteful passes from inside the 5, which again, it comes back to Dalton, right? So again, Davis was able to maintain, keep his mettle, come back and play well. But then also the offensive line with the weird combinations that they had in that first half, first quarters, that also helped them get into this hole.
Look, man, I can appreciate you trolling me out there, Figgy. I really do, because
I'm
would
telling
I,
the truth.
I would have done the same.
People screaming at the radio right now. Look I would have done 6-10 being negative.
We have been nothing but positive.
They won, guys,
until now, because what you just laid out, Reggie, that doesn't. The offensive line changes that they made immediately. And by the way, we never saw CeeDee Sowell again. After they pulled Ooh. Him from that guy.
The Canadian guard that plays.
We never saw him again. I don't understand. You can call it negative. I have never seen anything like it before. We were talking about it in the press box. I do not understand. You're rotating guards, Lakin Tomlinson and Juice Scruggs. You've got, Trent Brown coming in with Tytus Howard and Ingram having the concussions or injuries. I don't understand how all of a sudden you say, you know what? I know we've been rotating these two dudes, but let's put CeeDee Sowell in there and see what happens. I don't understand. You call it what you want. I cannot comprehend that.
Do you feel like they were just looking for anything at that point? They were just throwing stuff on the wall?
That's how it read.
Yeah.
Like, again, I know that D'Amico Ryans will rightfully acknowledge that there are things that we are not privy to mm-hmm. during the week that help them make their decision. Practice. Yeah. He talked about even like the mental space that they were in. I don't think he was talking emotions.
He said
like,
it was the culmination of a lot of things.
Yes.
That's his quote.
A mental portion of it, which I imagine is the mental portion of the game, but only God knows, like, if they're taking to account, like, where's this guy at? Is this guy capable of bringing the nasty or whatever that mm-hmm. we need on this day? I just don't know how you got with those guys who, again, right out the gate, it was apparent, not really bringing that same energy.
Right.
It was very weird. However, I bring this back around mm-hmm. to, I think that they ultimately got to the right spot in this game.
Yes.
And how much of this feels like it's sustainable, or do you need to continue? Because Trent Brown allowed a single solitary pressure himself versus mm-hmm. in this Jaguars game. I think D'Amico even talked about it when he was one up with the pass rusher. He won those reps, which yes, he did. And I mean, it made me go, "Where's he been?"
Yeah.
And especially with the issues that you've had, if you have a guy that you know is good, you don't have. I don't know how many offensive linemen you have on this team that you go, I know that they could play well. If he's going to play that well, does this then bring you to an opportunity where you haven't, you can maybe move Tytus? I know Tytus doesn't like moving. He mm-hmm. liked playing that tackle. But if you've had issues at guards and he's played both of them at some points, is that not a possibility of something? I mean, also, maybe you have your answer in Jarrett Patterson, who played really well at guard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Right,
and
Jarrett Patterson came in. To answer your question, all I know is I didn't know what to expect. I didn't have high expectations for Trent Brown. Man, he was good. He was good. He was mauling guys. He was protecting. You just laid it out.
And I think one of the things that was cool is that he also was establishing a mental tone.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he was really good. The problem was whatever went into that decision to start those other dudes in the middle, and then you were playing catch-up from there. Like, as you pointed out, you never would have – I shouldn't say that, but the odds are you wouldn't have been in this position had you started out with the offensive line that ultimately finished the game. So, yes, don't you think you have to – like, what's the case to say, you know, slap Trent Brown on his back, say nice job, and say take a seat? What's the benefit of that? How do you do it?
Well, it might not even be a decision they can make this week because, as D'Amico Ryan
said,
you still got guys in concussion protocol. All the guys that are not all of them, but the three main guys that you were talking about still remain in concussion protocol under the current time period. So we'll see if they can make it back. If Tytus Howard is out again this week, I think it's very obvious that he starts again. But once Tytus Howard gets back.
That's where I was getting at. Mm-hmm. Once Tytus come back, do you put Tytus at right tackle or do you move him inside?
I honestly don't see how you can take Trent Brown. If he can continue to do that, and this is the only evidence we had, he was mauling fools. How do you take him off the field?
Yeah.
And that kind of narrows it down then. You don't take him off the field, that means you got to put Tytus Howard inside.
Yeah, and I will admit, I do feel great, and this is where I will bring this back around to the positives, that I now feel very positive about another offensive lineman, and I have more positive vibes towards a second one. So, like, Jarrett Patterson was a guy that felt like, just by the nature of him falling out of the competition at left guard, you know, even all the way dating back to training camp, that maybe he was not a dude that you could play.
Right.
You got him out there, and he looked damn competent. Mm-hmm. And so maybe he needs to be in consideration. Trent Brown obviously showed you that he can do this at the very – I mean, in just that one game, because it is one sample. However, right. with how – With the flying colors that he passed the question, I feel like I have confidence that you can utilize him. But the only thing that scares me about is now, again, you are putting this to the hands of whoever the decision makers are ultimately. And I know D'Amico is the final decision maker to have more options they have to try and sift to get the right combination.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they've already done enough tweaking. And honestly, they found poor answers,
yeah,
a decent amount, that I have questions as to whether they get the right answer. Not necessarily for the Titans game, because I think that should be winnable regardless, but as the season continues.
Yeah, the only thing I'm thinking about, too, is kind of to add on to the conversation, man. I don't know what to think of Blake Fisher, man.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
Boy.
And remember, I kind of brought it up last week, like, hey, you never know, Trent Brown might step in, but y'all was kind of like, man, he on a practice squad. He ain't playing a year and a half
we
or whatever.
Yeah, we didn't know.
I was just kind of saying that tongue-in-cheek. But I ain't know you're going to step in and actually play better than Blake Fisher.
Oh, he's miles better than Blake Fisher.
Yeah, so that seemed like I don't know what to think of Blake Fisher at this point, man.
A lot of people are weighing in, you know, and a lot of our listeners, much the same way, had no idea who CeeDee Sow was. But then again, you know, D'Amico just said a culmination of a lot of things during the week. Okay, we'll have to take his word for that. But could it have been some sort of disciplinary thing?
Only got because Juice Scruggs didn't come into the second quarter.
Till the second quarter.
So I think that was a thought, because there's not a lot of good or easy answers for us. Mm-hmm. So that's one of those things that comes up. Regardless, I think that I'm more positive towards this offensive line. Now, again, I've looked at this Jacksonville Jags defensive line and I go, But regardless, the idea that you were able to not just go out and they looked dominant.
Oh no! You all of a sudden have a little hope, you know. And by the way, he's always talked about he being D'Amico Ryans. We'll get our best five players on the field and go from there. He said it again today and try to find the right combination. Again, taking him for his word, the best five are Ursary, Howard, Jake Andrews for what it's worth, and Ingram if he's healthy, and then Trent Brown.
Yeah, this is quite an interesting dilemma that they'll have to figure out at some point. The point is not now, but it is good to be able to look at an offensive line and be able to say that they were not the worst of the four line units that you see in a particular game. Mm-hmm. Like that is quite a development. Hey, can you think back to the conversations we've had about the offensive line this year and dating back into the offseason? Having that feeling, that's the part that's really going to resonate with me during this game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I'm really uncomfortable with the number of people that have seen the breaking news in the National Football League of Brian Daboll being fired for the Giants and been like, that's who the Texans should go get for offensive coordinator.
I'm surprised y'all ain't bringing it up.
Y'all not.
That's the first thing I thought about.
Y'all not that thirsty, are you? Please tell me you're not that. Like, please say psych.
Apparently they are.
Please say psych.
He's a Patriots guy too, ain't he?
I mean,
Brian
yes.
Daboll? Yeah.
Yes, because remember Brian Daboll is the dude that that Brian Flores brought up in that
Bill Belichick
about Bill Belichick. Belichick's trying to send it to Daboll's, congratulating him for the job before he even got his interview.
I didn't even interview yet. What you talking about? Starting the whole mess.
Belichick was like, "Here we go, my bad."
Here we go.
Now we got a whole lawsuit.
Let me call a lawyer real quick.
He said, "No, wait right there." Yeah. With all that being said, yes, no, I don't think I'm in at all on the Brian Daboll. But more power to you. If that is your right as a fan to fanship the Texans and Brian Daboll together. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's do our Lunchtime Confessions next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.